The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yes, it's hump day. Good morning and welcome to KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Now, Linda is, I have Trish Clark here today because we flip-flopped on Thursdays because tomorrow's 9/11. We're going to be out the giant flag. So good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
And you should have seen your face when you were listening to that one because you had not heard that before.
No, I had not. I thought, where in the world is this going?
Anyway, hey, 7:06 in the morning. Good morning, 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Bad Bob. Welcome back.
And good morning.
You're out there with the Coast Guardies?
Yes, active duty Coast Guard sent over one of their helicopters for training exercises with the auxiliary up on Whiskeytown Lake. It just doesn't get any more beautiful than that lake, and it was a good exercise.
Oh, cool. That's good. And speaking of being cool, what's the weather today?
It's 64 degrees in downtown Ready. It's sunny and hot with a high near 102 today. We are going over the century mark, clear with a low around 64 tonight. Thursday, we're looking for a high of 102. On through the weekend, 101 on Friday, and looks like it's going to get in the high 90s all the way through the weekend. The weather is brought to us, as always, by Shasta Gas Propane.
Our customers are cool friends.
Locally owned and operated. It gives senior and veterans discounts, and you can reach them at 365-3793.
I'm sorry, that was my fault. Our taglines have fallen. It fell off there.
And then
it's
he put
cool
his hand
to be a Shasta Gas customer.
And then he put his hand over the phone number about the time I started to read it. So that was fun.
You have this memorized. You wrote this.
I wrote it to begin with.
You wrote it to begin with.
64 right. degrees in downtown Reading.
Good morning, everybody. Tomorrow is 9/11, and we're going to be out at the giant flag. Chief Palletti will be with us then. Today we've got a couple of different things happening, but of course Trish is here. Good morning, Trish. Missing you there.
Well, this is going to be great. We're going to have a great day today and talk about some fun stuff. Second hour is going to be real interesting. I think people are going to find a lot to listen to. Chris Vlaga is going to come in, and we're going to talk about the fire down on 273.
Chris is a pretty private person, really.
Yes, she
and,
is.
And for her to be...
And a real live and let live kind of person.
Absolutely is, but takes no prisoners either. But she... she has an agency here in town, and when I called down there, somebody said, you need to talk to Chris. So I talked to Chris, and she is, after talking to her for like a half an hour, I said, are you willing to come on the show? And she said, yeah, she said, yes, I am. Because frankly, there's things going on that we need, in our town, in our beautiful town, in our area up here that need to be addressed. And we're talking about it from a political viewpoint and from a law enforcement viewpoint. But now we're going to talk about it from somebody that,
from a human point. This is what's happening to our citizens.
Where the rubber meets the road. And you're going to – so be here at 8 o'clock today because it's going to be great. A lot of other things happening. Tonight, President Obama is going to make – his strategy known about how he's going to take care of ISIS. Now, I'm not.
Can you hardly wait?
I can't wait. But then these are things that have been leaking out already. That airstrikes will continue, but also airstrikes into Syria. That they're going to. This has been said already. Is they're going to send? We're going to put troops on the ground to train. And, when you say, we're not going to put troops on the ground, well, yes, you are. We've already got special ops there. And now we're going to put trainers on the ground to train Iraqi forces and Kurdish forces, okay, Kurds. Now, we're going to get into the Kurds in a couple minutes. Now, Iraqi forces, that if we had still had the status of forces agreement that the Obama administration so mishandled so that we could not have the status of forces agreement, where we had to push our people out, we couldn't leave our trainers and the military in, that was the plan from the very beginning to help them keep their freedom, to keep this kind of stuff from happening. So now we have to put people back on the ground to train the Iraqi forces. Right. And the Kurds. And provide weapons to them. And then the third part of this that I see, the third or fourth part, is that they say they're going to arm the Syrian rebels so they can fight ISIS. Now, the Syrian rebels are the ones that are going against Assad. So you get a twofer on that one. So we're going to be arming the Syrian rebels to fight ISIS, who I bet that they're going to use those arms on ISIS when they've got Assad they've been fighting for the last 3 years. And the Kurds, whom we are going to arm, who want nothing more in life than to have Kurdistan. Bob, you're sitting there leaning into the mic there.
This is all it's also very confusing, but I seem to recall as a child hearing about that military advisors were going into a certain Southeast Asian country, and we would not get any deeper involved in that issue, and we all know how that turned out in the end, and it just seems to go on and on. Have we learned nothing from history that this and didn't we spend a great deal of time, money, and energy arming the Mujahideen who have now against the Russians who have now,
and it worked.
Yeah,
it worked against the Russians and it's worked against us.
Yeah,
but on this one here is the Kurds who the ISIS is trying to wipe out. But the Kurds, they want part of Turkey, part of Syria, part of Iraq, and part of Iran to make into Kurdistan, and that's what they've always wanted. And they've been fought by the Turks and the Iraqis and the Iranians who've tried to wipe them out over the years. And in fact, I believe it was Saddam Hussein that used chemicals on them. Anyway, so all of this, I think, is going to be part of this strategy, plus getting other people, other nations to help fight.
My concern, and I'm a very lay person in all of this. I mean, you need a scorecard to keep track of who the people are and who's in control in any country in any given time, and whether they're the good guys or whether they're the bad guys. But having said that, if we're going to send our people over there in any capacity, I think, from what little I know, we need to allow them to protect themselves. We need to put them in a better position where they're just not targets. And it seems to me the last few times that we've been in Iraq, in Afghanistan, when I hear the stories from the people coming back who say they weren't allowed, they could only engage in certain circumstances. Explain that. I don't understand. If you're in danger, you got to be able to shoot back under any circumstances.
You had to be able to identify your target. You had to be able to make sure that after you positively identified your target, and when you brought fire on it, that was the only target you were going to hit.
How can you be sure when you don't even know what the enemy looks like in a lot of cases?
A lot of times our Marines would see somebody shooting at them who would then drop their firearm and move into the crowd, and of course Marines can't shoot into it because even though they identified him, they couldn't shoot because the guy dropped his weapon and he stepped into the crowd. Sniping all the time, and even if you saw the house it came from, you wanted to put fire on the house, you could do that. But if there were adjacent structures and other people playing, or like kids out there, because they would have no problem at all shooting from where kids were, and you had to look at that. We had a 7-step plan if you saw a car approaching a convoy. And now, I have to admit that you could go from 1 to 7 in like 1 second. But, it started with waving flags, shooting flares, shooting warning shots, shouts, whistles, and all types of things before you brought fire onto the vehicle. But if they, if they ignored the hand signals, the flags, the flares, then you could open up on them. Now, if it was approaching you at fast rate of speed, you could go from that 1 to 7 real quick. You could go from a wave of flag and the 50 caliber shooting right behind the flag, that. But it's just, unfortunately, you know, when you start talking rules of engagement, then we get back into something completely different. But this engagement is the arming of different groups of people. And you have to remember is that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Can be changed, you know. It changes very quickly.
Well, and I guess that is the problem. It's so difficult for as I try to follow it, for me to identify what, you know, at one time we're arming people who then later turn out to be the people that we're trying to get out of government. So I'm not sure. I guess in a final analysis, I'm not even sure we should be there.
Well, we've got to do something. ISIS is gaining strength, and it's using social media. It's using computers. It's recruiting women. They've stopped several women from the United States from going over there. And here's the danger: is that when you start recruiting women and some of these others who have American passports, and you train them to be suicide killers, drivers, or you know explosives that they walk into places. It's a terrible thing. So it's we've got to do something, and I'm interested to see what's going to happen.
Maybe we need to do more on our own borders and in our own country to keep them from coming into this country, because I think while they're keeping us busy with all of our efforts in every place else, I think they're slowly taking over the United States from within, because that's how they've said they're going to take us all along.
We've got so many things going on, and I think that a lot of people just don't believe Mr. Obama has got the ability to handle everything. According to every poll I have seen,
I think that goes
they
with
have
that.
Totally
the
lost,
understatement of the
people
year.
People have totally lost confidence in this man. Okay, hey, we got to take a break, and this portion of the show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs State Jewelry to the very best. This is where Trish and Linda go down to do their jewelry selection. You know that they are pretty picky when it comes down to what they buy and put on their bodies. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. The only watch repair person in town is right there. Go down and see Leonard. You're going to get great deals and a man who speaks the truth. We'll be right back, right after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. He would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. He was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Botta and Trish Clark. I know it's Wednesday. Don't get confused.
It's not Thursday.
It's not Thursday. You did not lose a day. You know, Trish is coming in today, special today.
I have to admit, when I saw Trish walk through the door after having a disruption to my schedule anyway, I was pulling out my phone and looking at the calendar going, okay, did I completely lose a day here? Which would not be an unknown phenomenon, by the way.
I know. They did the same thing next door. That. Everybody did a double take. Oh, my God, it's Thursday already, and I thought it was Wednesday.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Orchard Nutrition. You know, besides having a great in-store deli and a, you know, a great place to eat there healthy-wise and raw and organic foods of all different kinds, Ford Nutrition is on the staff there to help you, to assist you. Cypress Square Shopping Center is located there, and they are the center, Orchard Nutrition, for your healthy lifestyle with the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. I mean, just simply outstanding there at Orchard Nutrition. We go there all the time. We have, you know, if you're going to grab a sandwich down there. And then talk to the people, because every one of them has your health in their, you know, in their forefront of their mind. Trish. Okay. The have you been following the this thing with Ray Rice, the football player, at all?
The guy that pococked his wife in the elevator.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, the originally they suspended him for 2 games because the first tape showed him dragging her out of the elevator. Okay. He's dragging her out of the elevator and people are coming up and, you know, you can't hear what's being said. So they suspend him for 2 days or two games.
2 games.
And, you know, for pay and all that stuff. And you know, of course, people are like, you know, they're starting to, you know, people start, 2 games. And of course, and then, you know, people were standing by him and all that. Then the second tape came out a few days ago. And there she is. She spits on him or she's yelling at him. He turns around and just casually pops her.
And she hits it. And you know, he did hit her. She fell back, hit her head, and knocked herself unconscious.
He hit her. I mean, you know, you know what? This guy is 227 pounds. Yeah. This guy is like a walking muscle. And he's standing there, and she spits on him or whatever else she's doing.
Did she spit on him, or did she just have her finger in her eye? Who knows?
You know what? It doesn't make – you know what?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
She could be spitting on him. It makes no difference. He casually – it was just kind of casually. It wasn't like he pushed her away. He just reaches up and gives her a left cross. Boom. And she – falls against and it was said that she hit her head on the railing of the elevator and that's what knocked her out. No. Okay, maybe it was. But she would not have been going down at that speed if he hadn't smacked her in the chops. And I tell you what, then everybody gets excited about it. And the thing about it is I listened to somebody on Laura Ingraham's show that goes, hey, you know, you don't know what's going on. There could have been a lot of stuff going on. I know.
Doesn't matter. He shouldn't hit her.
And Ingram's saying, I can't believe you're calling me and telling me that it's okay for a guy that's
a guy that size to hit a woman. I mean, any guy, but a guy that size to hit somebody her size.
Or a woman to turn around and hit a man. And,
it's not right to be smacking each other.
It is not right. But on this one. Now, here's the thing is, he's been suspended from football. This is how this guy makes a living.
Yes.
Now, he's not going to make a living anything else after what's happened. He's not going to get endorsements. He's not going to be hired at a high school to coach football. He's not going to do anything. This is what this guy does to make a living, is plays football. He hit his wife. It's domestic violence. Now,
she didn't file any charges, and he did not hit his wife. He hit his girlfriend, and then she married him.
Yes, but he still hit he hit her.
Okay, but my point is this.
Yeah.
Part of the problem with domestic violence is that he did that to her, and then she turned around and married him anyway, and
that's
she
true.
Has not filed any charges, and she doesn't want to file any charges now.
And
so how much government do we have where society steps in to punish somebody when the gal that got smacked doesn't want to bring charges?
Well, I tell you what, you can have...
And they're still together.
Gene King wrote an article today in the in the RS.
Mm-hmm.
And what she said is, you know, and we've had a lot of these, we've had a lot of women on here, and a lot of them will never say a word after they've been bad, and they keep going back thinking it's going to be better, it's my fault, and all this. So I'm not going to get into, you know, that kind of, you know, I mean, I really believe that there is something, if somebody hits you like this and you don't leave, then there's something else going on.
Yeah.
You know what
there
I mean?
There has to be something else going on.
There's, and so I'm not, you know, I'm not by any in any way saying that what he's doing is right just because she says I'm not going to press charges. But here's my bottom line is this. Is he salvageable? That's the thing. Is if they go to counseling and he goes to all types of counseling, should he be drummed out of
his
lifestyle and the only way he can make money? No. No. That would be like saying because you're a lawyer – and you punch your wife. Okay, we're taking you out of the law. We're not gonna. You know what? You can no longer be a lawyer.
If you know, you have a perfect example with what was the guy's name, Vix, that got into that animal thing. He went through
the dog fighting. Yeah,
the dog fighting thing, and he went through a whole bunch of therapy and getting his mind together.
He
went to jail. He stayed his time. He's back in society.
He came back and he earned his way back in society.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm saying is this: is you can suspend this guy because this is something you've got to make a statement. Because yes, he is out in the public, and there has to be a statement made that says domestic violence will not be tolerated in any way, shape, or form. But can he work his way back into NFL? Absolutely. If he goes through all the places he needs to be and all the events he needs to be and makes the progress he needs to make in their relationship so he doesn't do this anymore. He would be a great, great poster guy if he does do this and he says, look, I was wrong and this is what it took for me to change myself.
To change, exactly.
And then, okay, if he doesn't, you don't go back on the field.
A small observation. A team owner uses a couple of racial slurs and is utterly destroyed in the media and by his peers and by everyone else. And it was wrong. No justification for a racial slur. But I don't hear calls to destroy this man and to make sure that he never works again or anything like that. And popping somebody in the manner he did, I find far more egregious.
Well, the thing about this is nobody has said, and I guess the funny thing is where everybody was going after, what's his name? Of course, from what I understand, there was a history there, and this guy is just a nasty old man.
Yeah.
In this case, this young man, made a grievous mistake, and it may not have been the first one from what I understand. But he's paying for it now. But he's got to be given a chance to come back because we cannot say you've made a mistake and
you must live with it forever.
And you're going to live with it forever, even if you've changed your attitude and changed how you are.
He can be rehabilitated.
If we're willing to rehabilitate, put people in prison and rehabilitate them and hire them when they come back out, we should be able to let this young man and his wife be rehabilitated.
Well,
and
I think
let that happen.
I think you're right. I mean, that's the whole direction that we're going with the justice system is to try to help people and rehabilitate them rather than just lock them up and let them out and let them do it again. So the whole point is to punish them, have them rehabilitate, and then come back into the mainstream of life. And this guy should be given the same opportunity.
Right. Now, frankly, the fact that the NFL only suspended him for two games when the elevator door opens up and he drags his unconscious fiance out – and then says he'd hit her.
But, you know, this is
I
a
mean,
this
that
is,
was kind of, you know, what
this is a turnaround that has to take place in sports in general. You know,
yes.
we have a history of kids getting scholarships and going off to play for these schools. They're not obliged to keep their grades up or learn anything or actually get an education. As long as they're playing football, they pass them through the system. I mean, we have a history of kids graduating from college
like this. Yes.
who absolutely
not
have,
in every case.
But not in every case.
Right.
But it has happened, and then right. they get drafted, and then down the line they have no, you know, they say they graduated from someplace, but they have no education. They get hurt. They go out of football. They have no job. They have right. no skills. They have no ability. So yeah. so we need to address it, and we probably need to have some standards. My fear is that the pendulum sweeps too far. Football's a rough game. And so people, you need to be out there shoving people around on the football field. They just have to be able to make the difference between whether they're on the football field or in an elevator yeah. with their wife.
Jeez. Oh, that, you know, that was something else. And we got to take a break. That's something I saw two ex-NFL wives. They said, these guys come off the field and and it's almost like a post-traumatic stress that they are standing there, they're dealing with people and at the house, and all of a sudden they just kind of lose it. And that, you know, they're living in this kind of, and I'm not saying steroid, because I think that they are probably pretty much got those under control. Roid induced rages, but I see where, you know, these guys are pumped up and they're in a very physically violent sport. I mean, that's how they make their living. But there's no excuse. But yeah. they just said is that they saw that they weren't hit by their husbands, but they just saw this violence. And I tell you what, after if you're in a violent type occupation, whether it's military or police or something like this, is, you know, a contact sport like that, there are times that it just you just go boom right back into it. And I understand that, but you've got to be able to control that.
Well, but I think that's what we can do with some meditation time, some thought yes. processes. You can do the same thing even if you have a job where you, as an example, as an elected official, when you get in there and you're fighting a cause and you get all wound up about yeah. something that you feel strongly about, maybe it's water, maybe it's land use planning,
yeah.
whatever it is, you can get really in there and get fired up and what have you. When you go home, your wife or your husband have to sit and listen to you unwind the whole night.
That's it.
And get it off. So yeah. so that transfers with physical stuff just the same.
Just as much. Yeah. Okay. Hey, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, how do you feel? How's your R today? Well, we're going to find out when we bring the psychic.
Think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSafe, Dakine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop, located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
Hello, Frank Muse with Norton Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who pay their bills on time. The delivery drivers are back from the fires and filling a lot of kerosene tanks, so don't wait till winter. Kathy has a lot of 1 gallon to 2.5 gallon propane bottles for all the campers and hunters. They're a lot easier to handle. We are doing a lot more wet hosing on construction sites for those who don't want to worry about fuel on site. Give Danny a call. Kathy and Johnny still have one or two used heaters left. They're going quick. If you need a new gauge or a filter on your kerosene tank, be sure to let us know and we'll bring one out with your next delivery. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. Family owned, small business, and great people. Not a lot of answering machines. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is 7:35 in the morning, 64 degrees out there, going up to 101 today, September the 10th. It's a Wednesday. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Sonny and Joe. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, great coffee at Espresso Joe's, great prices there, and plus cold drinks. You know, you say, well, it's 110 degrees. Well, hit that cold drink side, too. Then walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town, and e-cigs are, they've got every type of e-cig, size, flavor, shape. They've got it. And veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I am surrounded by psychic energy here. Trish and I are.
I know. This is going to be an interesting half hour.
We have the annual Reading Psychic and Holistic Arts Fair this Saturday at the Wind River Casino in the Convention Center Room from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And Helen Clark is going to, and Vicki Lawrence are putting us on, and Helen's here with me today. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning.
And you also have with you Kathy Karstens, who is has pendulums, jewelry, and a book she wrote, Managing the Inner Idiot. Step up here, Kathy, and say good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, can you manage the inner idiot?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I mean, is that somebody else's inner idiot, or is that just ourselves?
It's just yourself.
Okay, good. Ooh, and then we
hard
have,
to control sometimes.
Then we have Sandra Jennings, who is the Horary astrology readings. What is that exactly?
Horary astrology is a branch of astrological study where people ask a question it's a question they don't know the answer to, or they have no means of doing research to find it. They ask the astrologer, me. I do a chart for the moment that question is asked, and the chart answers the question. It's different than the other types of astrology that people are familiar with here in the Western world. We know about personality astrology, studying our birth chart, our natal chart, or something predictive, checking out the next year of your life, a solar return chart. But this horary astrology, this is something that's been done for hundreds of years for people prior to the time when they knew what their birth date was. Sometimes people didn't know what time they were born. You know, 300 years ago, they didn't know what date even. They don't even know what day they were born sometimes. But they still want astrological guidance. And a horary chart drawn up for the moment the question is asked will give you all the information you need to be able to guide your day through the influence of the stars, the planets, you know, the sun and the moon. There's nothing more dependable than the orbit, the path of the sun, moon, and all the planets. They're stable, and they give us information when we study it about how our day is going to go, how our life is going to go, so we can be more informed and fit and merge with the cosmos and be more psychic.
Whoa, okay. Well,
that's exactly what I thought.
I know.
Leslie Bray, good health massage, therapeutic massage, and facial. And this is part of the holistic part of the arts fair.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Do you sprinkle us with anything besides
scented
oil?
We do aromatherapy, and we do energy work also. But metacupping is my main focus. It's a therapeutic technique. Negative pressure or suction to lift tissue and increase health of tissue.
Is this where you put those little cups on you and heat them up?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You have little round spots on your body?
No, I keep them moving so you don't have any cupping kisses upon you.
That's good to know.
Cupping kisses. We used to call
it's really
it.
Not a hickey. Yeah.
Really? That's what I used to call a hickey. Okay, and then we have Helen, who's in charge of all this.
Hey, Helen.
Who is
tarot cards.
Tarot cards.
Yes.
And a psychic. And you do a psychic medium. There's a difference between a psychic and a medium.
Yes, A psychic is someone who picks up on information that's sort of around you, surrounding you, and sometimes they use it in relationship with help. Some people use it with guides, or even you could even say some card readings have a lot of psychic reading. And a mediumship reading is different. A mediumship reading is when you're connecting directly with a loved one who's passed away. So at this particular venue, I'm going to be doing probably a little bit of both. The card readings will be short, little, like kind of a little bit the same thing, answering a question. But that'll be with the cards. And that's all probably those little at the fair. The nice thing about the fair, this year we have 26 different booths, people that are doing some of the holistic kind of healing work, a little bit like we've just talked about, as well as a lot of different types of psychic work. And there will be at least one other medium there. So folks who are interested in attempting to connect with loved ones, I would say that particularly at a fair, that in terms of connecting with the loved one, that's a very short and brief type of interaction mm-hmm. that you're going to have
sure.
there. So I would think of it for people who want to just have an experience of it, rather than, say, a time to go in if you have some major unanswered questions about a loved one who's passed. That's not the venue to do it. But if you want to see and check in and see how grandma's doing or something, that might be a fun way to spend a little bit of time on Saturday.
Okay. And this starts at 10 o'clock at Wind River, and it's $5 at the entrance, but you get a $5 free play coupon.
That's right.
So it's almost like being there for free and having a great time.
Absolutely. And actually, for some of the folks who've been at the fair in the past, I think it was the year before, someone used the $5 free play coupon, and I believe they won about $300. So,
well, can you
the opportunity to do much better.
Will you be able to tell me?
You know, actually, we have it's a good question. We ask that a lot, quite frankly, surprisingly enough. And we have a deal with the casino. We've told them we won't give any information away.
Oh, okay. Okay, Kathy, lean back in here, because, you know, I've just got to get back to managing the inner idiot, you know, because obviously I need this, and I'm going to give a book to everybody. Everybody in my staff, and for reasons everybody knows. How do you manage the inner idiot? What's some of the ways to do that?
Well, the first thing you can do is kind of recognize what type of relationship that you're dealing with. I used 5 different examples of people that I've run across over the years and had relationships with. And I think it's better if you kind of can recognize the different types of personality traits and know if you're going to be compatible with them.
Okay, so the inner idiot could be somebody else too then, right?
Oh, yes, it can.
Okay, so it's not just you. Okay, so like what are some of the – can you give me a type that we're talking about?
Well, the first type that I put in the book is called the runner. Those are people that can't settle down, that they are just never seem to find a match. So their idea of what to do is just simply run away.
Okay. I see. So you put down these 5 different identities.
And do you think that most of us would fall into one of those 5?
Most actually can fall into numerous different categories.
Well, so we might have more than one idiot working in there.
Yes.
We have numerous idiots.
I'm thinking that's my problem. Different idiot every day.
Oh, dear.
Same bed, different idiot.
Okay.
You know what I mean. Because we all have multiple different – that's what I meant. We all have different ways we wake up in the morning, right?
Yeah, different ways you feel.
Okay, Helen, how much trouble am I really in right now? I mean, you know, Linda.
Yes.
After that.
Deep, deep.
Yeah, I think we need to have Carl ask one question. I mean,
I
that
will
might.
Tell you the answer. Ask
okay, all this is going to happen on Saturday.
Yes.
And you know what? We've done this before, and we've had a great time with this. And people have come in, and it's. I tell you what, if you have not gone down and taken an advantage to have somebody do a reading for you or go in to be a, you know, see a medium or a psychic, Everybody needs to do it at least once.
I think so. I think it's also this year was going to be a little different. We're actually a lot bigger. We're downstairs. The previous years we've been upstairs in the Eagle Room.
Right.
And we have an advantage now because now we're actually going to have lectures throughout the day as well.
Great.
So we've had the lectures are going to run about 20 minutes. That way when folks come, if there's a particular reader that you want to sit with, but they're busy, that way you don't have to just kind of wait and actually eat the cookies. You can do that too, but you can also now we'll have some lectures.
Super.
And so there's going to be 20 booths, did you say?
26.
26 booths. So this is an opportunity for some people to come down and maybe see exactly what kind of person you would like to go to follow up.
Absolutely.
Find out. I'd like a more in-depth reading with one of these people. You'll all have cards and information, and what a grand opportunity to just kind of sample the whole realm of this psychic entertainment in the community and learn something about yourself.
Absolutely. It's also going to be a great time, too, for folks who like alternative healing modalities. There are going to be folks talking about different types of energy. Certainly some of the Reiki is going to be...
Reiki. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be some of that. We're going to have one of the... Dr. Cage is coming down from Mount Shasta, and he's going to be doing a lecture on a type of energy healing that I'm not terribly familiar with. It's called Akudua. Energy healing. So he's going to talk about that. And then we're going to have some folks. I'm going to be doing a little talk about sort of any questions and answers about everything you want to know about a medium. And what do you want,
great.
One of my favorite books is entitled Do Dead People Watch You While You're in the Shower? Okay.
Thank you for putting that in my head.
Thank you.
That's really good. Because
that's a mind process we're working there.
I live in an old house. Kathy, you're going to need your book. Managing the inner idiot. Okay. Hey, you know what? Thank you very much, ladies, for coming in today. And I like this stuff.
I think everybody needs to remember that they need to get down to Wind River this Saturday and from 10 to 4 and take advantage of this. They're going to be there, available. You get lots of lectures, opportunities to talk with not only these four interesting ladies, but 22 other booths about healing and everything. Great. Thanks for coming in.
Make sure you leave us cards and all these things.
Yes,
last
please.
Thoughts, Helen.
Okay, great. Well, listen, thanks a lot. And I guess my most last thought here is that if you want to just try something a little different and weird, for those of you who haven't had this experience, come on down and it'll be a little bit more comfortable than you think it might be. Come on.
I think it is. You know, Linda,
it sounds marvelous.
Linda, I know Linda went and saw you the other day, and she's still in the house. So obviously I must be going to be okay for at least the next few weeks.
That's right.
You know, that I'm going to be all right.
So. At least that's what I told her.
Oh, I'll give you the check later today.
Okay.
All right. Hey, we're
thanks,
gonna be,
ladies. Great.
Thanks so much.
We're
going to
be right
thank
back. Chris Clark and myself. We got talking with Riverfront. We'll be right back.
Are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Every week I get patients that say, Doc, I can't live with this foot and leg pain. Raymond Miner is a classic example. He lives in Alturas. He was in serious trouble. His feet and hands were burning at night, making sleep almost impossible. His balance was affected, and now he was using a walker. We introduced Raymond to a new form of treatment called analgesic stim. Used successfully in Europe for over 20 years. Available only at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Within a few treatments, Raymond began to feel better and threw away his walker. If you're suffering from pain, tingling, numbness, or stabbing pain in your hands or feet caused by peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point quality assessment to see if you are a candidate for this new life-saving treatment. In Reading, call 530-302-3555.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Hey folks, you know where your Swap and Sell is? It's right here every Saturday morning with Ernie and Dave at 7 to 8 on KCNR.
Moving sales, estate sales, we just talk about everything. Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave is what you need to get your Saturday off to a great start. Entertainment for the whole family.
Almost.
Swap and Sell every Saturday, 7 to 8.
Right here on KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. That's right, Trish Clark. She's here Wednesday.
Not Thursday.
It's not Thursday. No worry.
You did not lose a day.
We brought Trish in early today. We've got the giant flag tomorrow, 9/11. We're going to be out there on a remote. 64 degrees, 7:51 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. Weather is always, of course, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers, where Shasta Gas Propane customers are cool. 365-3793. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Latida Styling. That's right.
Say it again, Carl.
Latida Styling Lounge is located at 2465 Athens Avenue in the Cypress Square, home to the ever-fabulous Glam Squad Elite. Right now, if you call and mention KCNR or Linda, you will get $10 off a haircut and $15 off color. And they do great work, by the way. If you've seen Linda, you know that. Linda gets her hair styled and cut by the wonderfully talented owner, Bethany Hill. You can reach her at 722-7336. That's 722-7336. The Latida Styling Lounge. Good, you know, all those girls down there are, you know, Molly's friends and all this. They all do great work. And they're just, you know, hard-working people down there. Okay. We're here with Riverfront and with the Death Trap.
Death Trap.
Death Trap.
I have tickets. I have dick tickets for Sunday.
You do. And I think we have some tickets to give away, too, here. But let's talk to the directors here, Norm and Kay Overbay. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How long have so tell us a little bit about Death Trap.
Death Trap is based on a famous playwright who writes thrillers, Broadway thrillers. He's kind of hit a dry spell. He has sent a play by a student, and it's a very promising play. He sees that immediately. So he and his wife conspire to collaborate with the student or somehow get this play. And student comes over. He agrees to collaborate. And then it kind of goes from there. There's lots of twists and turns. It is a thriller. It's has a little bit of comic relief, but it's very good play.
Okay.
Lots of surprises.
Oh.
So it's a is it like a murder mystery, or is it more of a, like a thriller, like you said?
It's a thriller.
You don't know what's happening, huh? Okay, so we're here with Phoebe Fazio. First of all, the word, you know, every time I hear the name Fazio, how come I think of Laverne and Shirley?
Oh, DeFazio.
Oh, that was DeFazio. Okay,
yeah.
DeFazio. Okay, so you're just Fazio.
Yes.
I think D meant the Fazio.
The Fazio.
Oh,
the,
I'm the other one.
So you are Fazio. Phoebe, Phoebe, tell what's your part in this madness?
I am the comic relief. I play Helge ten Dorp from Holland, and I am a psychic.
Oh,
so I make predictions about what's going on there, but there's much confusion, very confusing images, and I feel pain, and I know there's death, and I know there's danger here, but it is very confusing.
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 Yeah, she's not from Japan. How long have you been doing this, Phoebe?
This is my third play.
Third play?
Ever.
Ever.
And ever. And they've all been with Riverfront.
Where are you from?
Fantastic.
Are you from here?
I've been here for over 20 years.
Okay.
I guess I could say I'm from here.
And what do you do when you're not doing the play stuff?
I am still a mom. My kids are older, but I'm a mom. And I...
Full-time job there.
It is still. But I, I've taught music in this public schools around here for 25 years. And layoffs and all that, I don't do that anymore. So I'm kind of reinventing myself. I still teach piano lessons, and I do a little bit of psychic stuff. I do Reiki and sound
healing.
Reiki's
my deal. I like Reiki.
Yeah. So I took my music, and I use my voice for healing.
So you just, all those people that came in here, you said you knew everyone.
I do. They're all my friends.
And you do know them. Okay.
I'll be out at the psychic fair, but I just won't have a booth.
Okay. Now, how do we, the play begins this Saturday, I believe, doesn't it?
Yeah, September 13th. Till October 11th, and
you didn't hear a bit closer here.
Oh, I'm sorry. And it's $15 a ticket. And you get that through the Cascade. So if you go on
Sunday is 15, 17th. The other
yes.
One.
Okay. I'd say.
Okay. Sundays is 15, 17 at the other ones.
Yes.
Yes.
And we have some tickets here. We're going to be giving away too.
Good.
So okay. Now, how long have you two been in this in the business
with Riverfront? Or
going to the shows for about 25 years, but we retired in 2006 and decided to volunteer down at the Riverfront. And now it's kind of like a little passion now, and that's how it started.
And okay. Well, now, Riverfront has got some big things happening
it's
here.
It's exciting to read in the paper. I'm so excited to see that moving forward.
Us too. And capital campaign, if we can get people to give us more money, we get that thing built and a bigger theater.
You've got some great publicity going right now, and hopefully people will follow through and make those donations because this is such a go drive by that corner, and every time I think, we just got to get that theater built and get it up and running, and because the plays are marvelous. And I don't know whether, a lot of people I'll tell about this play, and they'll go, now, where is this? And you explain, and so it's so discouraging to me that there's people in the community who still don't know they have an opportunity to watch these marvelous plays that are always great.
Well, I tell you what, 5 years ago when I was new here, I was going down there. To the Riverfront. And so where did I go to? To the place where I saw a sign down there on Pine Street. And I looked at it. I said, there's nobody here.
that's
when the building was still there. And I'm like, if I get the wrong night and then I make a phone call and they tell me, we're down here behind Jones Fort. I went, okay.
Really?
Okay. So now I'm glad at least the building's down, so I'm not as confused as before. I know it's hard to believe. And now, though, one point five or something, and then Reading Bank of Commerce. Am I right?
That's
here?
Correct.
They stepped up here. Great, 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 great. And then now there's more money that's being raised, and we can. This is just be part of all the stuff that's happening because Trish Harris is wanting to build a cabaret down there where Vintner's was, and then you've got the Cascade Theater, and then you have this.
It's
going to be a
great
downtown.
Opportunity.
Great opportunity.
We've got all those great restaurants to feed into it and little ice cream places and things. I mean, we can have something really spectacular here in Chesa County.
If we handle a few other things, and we're going to talk about that in the next hour.
Yes, we are.
Okay, so again, this is going to be a great theater event. It's going to start this Saturday at Riverfront, and you can get tickets through the Cascade, or you can just buy tickets there. And we also have, we're going to give away some tickets here in the next hour for that, performance. Now, any last thoughts here on it?
Well, we have great actors out there. We have Russell Pyatt is Sidney, and Chad McFarlane is playing Clifford. So those are the two main characters that do the twists and turns for us.
Great.
In Death Trap.
Hey, thanks a lot for being here with us.
And comic relief from?
With Phoebe Fazio.
Phoebe Fazio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Oh, I won't be doing that. Okay.
Thank you very much. Hey,
thanks for coming in, guys.
When we come back, we're going to be talking to Chris Schwaga. And this is we've talked about it from the political side and the law enforcement side, but what happens to the people out there in these fires start from the illegal camps?
We'll be right back. On your private property.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the president has been consulting with Congress before determining his plan for dealing with the Islamic State terrorists.
A congressional buy-in, as the president described it, is very important. It's a priority.
The president is set to expand America's fight against the Islamic State militants, and he'll outline that strategy tonight.
In what the White House calls a high national security priority, the president will explain his strategy to the American people. Based on what administration officials have said, the president's plan against ISIS militants could include more wide-ranging airstrikes against targets in Iraq and possibly in Syria, increased military assistance to forces in both countries, and similar commitments from U.S. allies.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Meanwhile, Secretary of State John Kerry says that Iraq's new prime minister is moving quickly to try and set up a new government, setting the path toward more stability.
This is really important from the international community's point of view, and certainly from the United States, which has been working so hard to achieve these things in the past years. So we're very encouraged.
At a meeting in Baghdad today, Kerry also offered help in fighting the Sunni-dominated Islamic State militancy that has overrun parts of northern Iraq and Syria. Stockpiles held by U.S. wholesale businesses edged up in July by the smallest amount in a year, while sales rose at a healthy clip.
The Commerce Department says wholesalers increased their inventories by 0.1% in July, following a stronger 0.4% hike the month before. Sales went up 0.7% in July after going up 0.4% in June. The July slowdown in inventory growth was likely to be temporary given the strength in sales during the month. That gain is expected to spur wholesalers to resume faster restocking of store shelves to meet rising demand.
That's SRN's Jeremy House on Wall Street. Slow going for the Dow in early trading. It's down about 30 points. This is SRN News.
20 years of debt management services, nearly $100 million saved in finance charges. It's Trinity's 20th anniversary, and these are just a few of the milestones we're celebrating as we begin our third decade of helping people become debt-free for keeps.
My name is Mike. Trinity brought us relief by greatly reducing our interest and consolidating our bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
British Prime Minister David Cameron and Labour Party leader Ed Miliband traveled separately to Scotland today in a last-minute bid to persuade Scots to reject independence.
I hope you choose the vision of Scotland, which is, yes, absolutely about Scottish pride, Scottish patriotism, Scottish nationhood, but is also about being part of this family of nations that we've created.
And Britain's political leaders have been rattled by polls suggesting the two sides are neck and neck ahead of a September 18th referendum on Scottish independence. A high-tech survey reveals there is more to Stonehenge than meets the eye, finding previously unknown monuments. Researchers have produced digital maps of what is beneath the World Heritage Site in England. Using ground-penetrating radar, high-resolution magnetometers, and other techniques to peer deep into the soil, Birmingham University says the project produced detailed maps of 17 previously unknown ritual monuments. This is SRN News. Tests of pilots who were killed in plane crashes over more than two decades' time show an increasing use of drugs, legal and illegal, which could impair flying.
That's the bottom line of a study just released by the National Transportation Safety Board. It examined toxicology reports for almost 6,700 pilots killed in crashes from 1990 to 2012. Not only did the share of pilots testing positive for a single drug increase over that period, but the share of pilots testing positive for multiple drugs increased as well.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason. Fire officials called in additional crews to help battle a blaze in Yosemite National Park yesterday. That fire has forced hikers to be evacuated and is now said to be sending smoke into the park's famed valley. Dozens of people had to be evacuated from the famous Half Dome Rock on Sunday. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's not Thursday today. Trish has come in today on Wednesday.
Yeah, tomorrow you didn't miss a day.
Yeah, tomorrow we're going to be out at the Giant Flag for the 9/11 ceremonies that are going on in remembrance of what's happening out there. 8:05 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
It's 73 degrees in downtown Reading, and we're looking for a high of 102 today. Clear tonight, around 64 on Thursday, another 102, Friday 101, and up in the high 90s through the weekend. So it's going to be warm, warm, warm. Weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Are locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts, and you can reach them at 365-3793.
It's going to be up 103 today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 20 years in the business, and if you've got an emergency, Martin and his people, they're 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They can do any type of work on your heating system or cooling system. Is it working? Is it working efficiently? Is your system working efficiently? Because if not, it can cost you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars a year in electrical costs. Well, they're going to come out and take a look at it. Alliance Heating and Air, give them a call at 221-2642. We use Alliance Heating and Air, and we stand behind them. Check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We've talked about the problems and the crime problems and the homeless problem, and I'm like everybody. I don't want to tar everybody with this one term of homeless. It's like everybody that's homeless is a bad person. That's absolutely not true. However, we've talked with politicians about, what are you going to do? And it's up at an esoteric level. We had a city or a town hall conference. We had 750 people standing, probably that many were turned away. So this is a huge thing about crime and what's going on in our city. So we've talked about it from the law enforcement side. But frankly, we have not talked to people it has touched.
Well, we've talked to the business owners and we've beat that to death about how it's impacting the businesses downtown on Hilltop Drive, those different things. What we haven't talked about is the private property owner out there with these people and camping on their private property.
And it's everywhere. That if there's a place to put a camp, and we've talked about it, what happens if there's a camp on city property? Well, the police go down there. They give them a seven-day warning to move their stuff. Then they come down 7 days later, and they pick up hundreds, if not thousands, of pounds of garbage and just undescribable stuff and clean that up. And they've gone to another illegal camp, and then they'll move back into it. And you're absolutely right. We haven't talked about what this impact is on people out there. And today, our guest is Chris Schwaga. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. And how are you?
Mad.
Chris, you've been directly impacted by this. We've had three fires in the last 2 weeks that I know of that have been reportedly started from these illegal camps. You had one on your property.
I did. I've actually had three on my property this year, but this last one was the big one.
Okay. Now, your property is, I guess we can talk about that. Your property is down there on 273 across from...
And this was a major fire. This
major
put
fire
power lines out down
river.
The city of Anderson all over. This was a big deal.
I own the horse property, the Clydesdale Ranch on 273. It butts up to Clear Creek with a small parcel in between mine and Clear Creek that's also privately owned. The problem is water. And I'm here to tell the people of this town it is out of control, and if we don't start do something about it, we're in real trouble. We're in real trouble now. It's grown exponentially. I've had for the last 20 years that property has been the retirement place for the Budweiser Clydesdales. I've fought it, and I've fought it along the theory of you leave me alone and I'll leave you alone. All I did was give them permission to absolutely overrun me. You said that they pick up unspeakable things in these garbage. I'll be glad to tell you what it is, because unspeakable doesn't even begin to tell you the filth and the garbage and the nasty stuff that's on my property, around my property, all along Clear Creek. I go to my barns every single morning to take care of my horses, and I literally say out loud to myself, I wonder what I'm going to find today. You drive up to the gate. Right where I have to stand to open the gate, I found human waste. Not dog, not other animal, human, and it's deliberately put there. The used condoms, I'll clean it up a little bit for you, but I don't usually. I'm only doing this so you don't lose your license. The feminine hygiene products, the syringes, the drug paraphernalia. They've cut fences. They have cut my fences in seven places that fronts the railroad tracks in 273. If one of my horses gets out on 273 and somebody hits them, not only is my horse going to be dead, which would be sad for me, but what about the people that hit an animal like that? Are there children in the car? Are there elderly people in the car? The liability is astronomical. And as fast as I can repair those fences, every night they're on my property. Every night, and sometimes during the day. They've gone into the barns in the middle of the day and stripped out all the wiring out of my barn for, what, 75 cents worth of copper? I mean, it's ridiculous.
They've broken into your car while you were there.
They broke into my car. They stole my car off of the property a year or so ago because, like every other foolish person in town, I've lived in this town for almost 60 years. My parents bought that property 60 years ago, and it's been my horse property since I was a little kid. I go down there every single day and do chores. I may be down there three or four times a day. I may be down there all day on a Saturday or Sunday. I drive in, park my car, go off and do my stuff. I came around the corner one day and my car's gone. And that first sinking feeling is that, you know, you're in the parking lot of the grocery store and it's like, oh my God, where'd I park it? Well,
you know where you park it. You're on your own private property behind a locked gate.
It was on its way to Red Bluff when the police department finally got it. And it had everything. The only thing I had in my pocket was my cell phone, thank goodness, because I got RPD on it right away. A couple of weeks ago, they broke into my car. Now, I lock my car. When I get out of it, I lock my barn. As soon as I open my barn and take anything out of it, I relock the barn again. But unfortunately, a couple of weeks ago, I foolishly left the windows down just enough. And the guy on the encampment, there's a bank at my south corner, and he lives up on that bank. And he watches everything I do. He watches me come and go. He knows what I do. And I got to the point where I was waving at him. He came down, crawled through the fence, got into my car through that window, ransacked my car, stole two or three incidental things, a bunch of paperwork that didn't mean anything to anybody but me, but he stole an e-reader that I had left sitting on the seat. Unfortunately, my fault. And before I could get to a computer to do anything about it, he downloaded 21 of the most vile, nasty, ugly pornography books that you'd ever want to see. I mean, I wouldn't even open them. I went online and deleted them. I mean, there was bestiality and there was just... So I tracked him back. I went through the fence and tracked him back, and I found his camp and whatnot. And I've been haunting his camp about two or three days a week until finally somebody burned him out. So at least it solved that problem.
Well, you mean because when the fire burned
yes,
burned
the fire
out.
Came.
Not somebody burnt him out.
Well,
somebody started it.
Somebody started it.
Somebody burnt him out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it is. And that's
so
true.
I said to Chris when she called me about this, well, the good thing is maybe they've solved one problem.
Well, and they had, because I had actually met with the property owner just north of me, and we were going to go in. The brush had gotten fairly thick. And trust me, these people want to hide. They're burrowed into all of these places where there's any kind of brush, where there's any kind of blackberries. You'll find little caves where they have little paths that go down for a quarter of a mile until you'll come up on a camp. I found a camp after the fire that I've been looking for quite a while.
Okay, and we want to let's take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by, you know, probably very appropriate, Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his crew of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete concealed carry training in Northern California. And for a limited time, NFI will provide free firearm rental and ammunition for a Shasta County resident. Now, how do you get a hold of Ted and Northern Firearms Instruction? ReddingCCW.com is one way, or give him a call at 999-1822. Let me tell you, there's going to be a women's only class on the 27th and 28th. I'm not sure if it's filled up yet. But these classes are full. This last weekend, 29 people were in there, either taking their class or taking their renewals. There's private classes available from yours truly or from Ted or one of the instructors. The thing about it is protecting yourself and being trained to do that, being able to be able to carry your own weapon, as Sheriff Tom Basinko totally supports. Northern Firearms Instruction. 999-1822. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, I guess, Quishwaga. And when we come back, plus we're talking about these places, these illegal encampments, but have we lost control? Have we lost control of the hinterlands? We'll be right back.
And if you want to join us, you can get us at 605-4567.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at NCESCanHelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at NCESCanHelp.com.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past 2 years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. September the 10th, 73 degrees out there, 8:20 in the morning. Good morning. It's Wednesday. Carl Bott and Trish Clark are here today. Trish is here a day early, you know, for a variety of reasons. This portion of the show is brought to you by, guess what? Linda is going to be down at Wind River Casino Resort on October 2nd. Join us for that night for a fabulous evening. Linda Bott and the Bluebirds. She's going to be singing and entertaining from 7 to 9 a.m. with dining. There's going to be dining, drinking, dancing down at Wind River in the Elements Lounge. And this is the first of 3 months in a row she's going to be there on the first Thursday of every month.
A.M.?
No, 7 to 9 p.m.
Thank you.
Did I say a.m.?
Yes, you did.
Oh, I take it all back. That's what I was. Okay, 7 to 9 p.m.
We don't want to do a lot of things at 7 o'clock in the morning, certainly not listen to Linda sing.
I think that we're going to be, you know, that would get people up then, is to do that. But no, it's 7 to 9 p.m. at Elements Lounge in Wind River Casino, October 2nd. It's going to be a great time. In fact, she's rehearsing with her band tonight. You know what? It's going to be a great night for dinner and dancing, drinks. Everybody's going to have a good time. So let's just
and
join
the first
us out
is
there.
Three.
It's the first of three, October, the first Thursday of each month, October, November, and December. You know, Wind River's done a whole lot of stuff out there to bring in, and, you know, to kind of reinvent itself, and it's working, I think, out there. They're doing a great job.
If I may interject briefly, to the nice lady who was on the phone just a moment ago telling me her situation, but she did not wish to go on the air. I was trying to get other things happening, so I couldn't give her my full attention. But her plight basically was, or her situation basically was, she's seen this town change. She understands that there's a plight for the homeless, but something has to be done to reclaim downtown and the rest of the county, for that matter, because exactly. Where Chris lives is hardly downtown.
Yeah, good points.
You know, here's the I've got a lot of comments in here, and she's right. You know, we need to take it back. And here we are. We're talking about all the reasons that we can't do things instead of reasons we can. But here's some comments here. What's the sheriff doing about this? Well, in this case, you're in the city limits for you.
Well, and here's the problem. You know, anybody who went to that town hall meeting understands. I mean, we've all heard it. We don't have enough police force. We don't have enough time. We don't have the community officers. Our officers on the street are not on the street. They're doing paperwork and yada, yada, yada. It's like the federal government. Throwing money at it is not going to solve the problem. I watch these firefighters down there. You know, you put them in danger. One of them went down the day after the fire down along the creek to check spot fires and whatnot. There's about 7 or 8 camps down there. All we did was push them farther back into the brush. And you have to understand that section of Clear Creek is the section that runs just less than a mile into the Sacramento River. So all the filth and the stuff that is happening on that waterway is dumping right into the Sacramento River. So we have water quality control problems and everything else. You got a firefighter down there who's spot checking things and whatnot, comes up on one of these camps, says something to the guys and whatnot, and they sick their dogs on him. And he darn near got bit. You know, that's the kind of thing that our police force and our firefighters deal with every single day. You know, I understand that we want to feel sorry for the homeless people and whatnot, but trust me, there is a whole community out there that's not the unfortunate homeless. These are violent, vicious people who prey on the rest of us. They want to steal anything that you own. They feel they have a right. If you walk on your property and they're there and you ask them to leave, they get right up in your face and say unspeakable things to you. They threaten you. They go after you physically. This is not a game anymore. And the people in this community need to understand, if we don't stand up, we've waited way too long already. If we don't stand up and stop giving them money and food and
clothing. They're here because we're a county seat. Every support that they need, they pick up their money here. I walked across my property a couple of weeks ago, and I picked up a whole packet of SSI material from Texas. They come here deliberately because we provide all the services, because we are a kind, generous, giving community, and they are laughing at us. They have taken over completely, and they think we are just a bunch of fools, and we need to step up to the plate.
And what do we have? 605-4567. Give us a call. You know, I want you to start weighing in on this, because what Chris is saying here is it's more than that. It's the cost of this. And right after Trish talks finishes, I want to talk about just the cost of fighting the fire started by that one, just on your property.
But we have a group right now in this community who is trying real hard to set up more services for the homeless. One of the things we need to do is get involved with that discussion so we then don't end up with a day center to give more services and more things to these people to encourage them to come to our community.
There's a difference between our local people who are unfortunate and need the help and the hundreds, if not thousands, of people who have come here simply to take from us. If you leave your car unlocked, your house unlocked, you leave your purse on the seat, you know, what was it, 2 days ago, some guy was shot in the face
with a flare gun
because somebody stole his backpack and he had the guts to go after him and want it back. We stabbed somebody a few weeks ago in a wheelchair who was walking his dog. When are we going to stand up and say enough's enough? I'll be glad to tell you how much that fire cost. It was multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars. Not only in the firefighting efforts, they were there for almost three full days putting out spot fires and whatnot. You had REU down there for 5 days replacing power poles and transformers that blew. The city of Reading is still on my property eradicating the stuff, the trees and whatnot that have been burned. It's probably close to $400,000 just for a little 24-acre fire.
Well, then, but you've also had helicopters dropping water.
Didn't you have
a retardant airplane and 12 trucks out there? Plus, what you're saying, I would say it's probably over $400,000.
We had two borate drops. There were
Are not cheap.
No, there were at least three helicopters that ran for about 5 hours dumping. I know because I got one load dumped on me. The amount of money we spend. And, you know, it was in the front page of the newspaper just a few days ago about this fire and whatnot. They're saying the amount of fires that they're putting out because these people are wandering around our forest. I pick up, there's very rarely a day goes by that I don't pick up at least one lighter off of my property. They sleep in my barns where there's hay and whatnot. You know, my...
Because they break in. They break into your barn.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, my property, for the like I said, we've owned it for 60 years, but the last 20 years, it has been the final resting place for retired Budweiser Clydesdales who have paid their dues to society and need to have a come to place to live. You know, it's not that I just do that. I took those Clydesdales out in public all over. I took them to convalescent hospitals, youth places, events like fairs and things like that. I got a call from Budweiser not too long ago, and I said, I'm sorry, but I am not going to take another animal and risk their health and their safety until I can get a handle on this. Not only does it deprive me of the joy of that, but it deprives this whole community of the joy that I shared with them. And shame on us for allowing this to happen. If you think that they're not in your neighborhood, they're not wandering around. I got news for you. Get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and wander around your neighborhood. Or better yet, call Chief Paletti and ask him to do a ride along. They are everywhere. They're like cockroaches. They come out at night. They're stealing gas. They're breaking into cars. They're breaking into homes. They're vandalizing. They don't care about your property or mine or anything else. Every cent that we earn to buy what we want, they think they have a right to have. And that's not the unfortunate homeless. That's the people that are completely out of control.
And when they're picking up stuff on this private property and on city property, what they're picking up are the sleeping bags and the packages and the things that we're giving away to them at all these places when they get in line because they're homeless and we're helping them and we're trying to give them things. And they're out there ripping those sleeping bags that we're giving them apart to start a fire to build the meat that they stole off of somebody's rack.
Well, and let me tell you, when the community, when the police department goes down and tries to clean out these camps and whatnot, they have to pick up all of this stuff. You can thank our governor and our liberal government for this. They now have to pick all of this stuff up and store it for 90 days. And I can tell you, these sleeping bags are full of fleas and lice and feces. And, you know, Chief Paletti's told me they've contaminated their lockers with it and whatnot. They had to get a whole nother separate unit to store this stuff.
And this is costing you, the taxpayer, extra money to store this stuff for these people for how many days?
90 days.
It's 90 days.
It's got to be 90 days. And, I wonder how many of them come back and get it.
And you know what? If I was the unfortunate homeless and somebody gave me a sleeping bag or toothbrushes or whatnot, I have a 5-gallon bucket full. I've been collecting them full of toothbrushes that I've collected in and around my property. If I was a homeless person or an unfortunate person and somebody gave me a toothbrush, I would cherish it. I picked up one camp that literally appeared overnight just over where I dropped my manure pile. I took the 4x8 sheet of plywood that they took off my burn pile to use for a bed and whatnot. I drug it back up the bank again, and underneath that there were 7 toothbrushes in one day, plus about 6 or 7 lighters, underwear.
To bring it all back to the point that we've got to stop enabling these people by giving them money and giving them stuff that continues to allow them to live in existence here.
And as private property owners and people in this community, we need to stand up and say, we're going to take our community back. This has become a dangerous place to live, and I've lived here for almost 60 years. I grew up here. I used to wander up and down the streets, go to that piece of property of mine, play all day long, deal with my horses and whatnot. I don't go down there now as an adult without a firearm in my pocket, and I never go down there after dark because I've had some real serious problems. And again, if you think they're not in your front or your backyard or your driveway, wake up. They're there.
We're going to take a break. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, our guest Chris Wilder, we're talking about, have we lost the battle, or have we even begun the fight yet? We've got Kay on the phone. We'll get right back, and we'll get to Kay right as soon as we get back from these messages. KCNR, 1460.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media sound bites every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. We dig into the politics of public policy, land use, and Agenda 21. We cover smart growth, immigration, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and the many, many scams of sustainable development.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
Join us for We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 here at KCNR 1460 AM.
Join Erin Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Tune in to Sovereign Minds at a new time on Sunday at 10 a.m. right after We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Today, Trish Clark is with me. It's 8:34 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold. Take a step back in time. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Great place down there. Cypress Square Barbershop. I really enjoy it when I go there, as does Bob. Let's go to the phones. Kay, good morning, and thank you for waiting, Kay.
Hi, Carl, and Trish, and Chris, and Bob. Chris, I'm sorry that your place has been victimized so much, and I mean, you're such a vocal person and a go-getter, and I think we ought to stand behind you and work on this problem together.
Well, thank you, Kay. The unfortunate thing is I'm not the only one that's victimized.
I know.
People in this town are losing gas and property every single day, every single night. And the people that haven't, my warning is this. It's only a matter of time. They're after you and your stuff, too. They're dangerous. They're violent. And they've literally taken over our lives. It's sad, but it's the way it is. I used to sleep on the back porch of my house outside all summer long. I wouldn't sleep outside if I was surrounded by Rottweilers.
No.
Because it's dangerous out there. I've been accosted. I've been threatened. And I'm not the only one. Look at all the people. I mean, people can't even go to the grocery store anymore that they don't take their purse or knock them on the ground or run them over with a car. Or, you know, this isn't the town I grew up in, and it's not the town I want to live in. And I don't think it's the town that you want to live in either.
And it's not just in the city of Reading.
Pardon me?
It's not the town I grew up in either.
Well, and
I mean, we didn't lock our doors. We didn't. Our cars were never locked, you know.
Well,
I mean, we started in the mid-60s, about the mid-60s locking things, and that was really hard to get my parents to do.
Well, and it's hard for me to do, too, but here's the warning. You know, you can't leave anything in your car that you don't want to lose. You can't leave your car unlocked. You can't leave your windows down. You can't leave your homes unlocked. You've got to have security lights. You've got to completely protect. I mean, we really have to arm ourselves. And I'm not just talking with guns. I'm talking with knowledge. I'm talking, you know, people need to get together in their communities. You need to have, Brent Weaver spent some money to put out some brochures and what, that have some fabulous information on how to get neighborhood watches together and whatnot. You need to band with the people that live around you and say, we aren't going to stand for this anymore. We are going to take back our community. We don't want you here. You don't belong here, and you need to move on. I heard the other day that Bozzetti said they were going to direct these funds on this 0.25% sales tax towards some community officers and an officer and moving these people to incarceration somewhere else. I wasn't going to support this tax, and I haven't had a chance to talk to Rick about it. But if that is in fact true, I will support it because these people need to be out of our community. We don't want them here, and they don't belong here. And please, don't waste your time feeling sorry for them because they are laughing at you. You're their victim.
We're talking about a different class. We're not talking about our local people who are down on their luck, who we can help, who we can send to the Good News Rescue Mission, who we can rehabilitate, get them back on the street, and get them started. That's not who we're talking about here. We're talking about a group of people who come in here from other places.
An underbelly.
And yes. We're talking about cockroaches here. People are crawling out of from under behind things. We got to get them out of our community and quit enabling them.
Like those people that came here from, where was it, Florida or North Carolina or something, because they heard that we had so many good services here?
That it's a grapevine that they listen to, they understand it, and they come because we're offering things. And the more we offer, the more of them will come.
Well, I blame the current jail that we have, because the Board of Supervisors thought they were doing such a great job by overbuilding that jail. And at the time, they did overbuild it, and they were going to rent out cells to other counties. Well, mainly Los Angeles County was the one that they rented it to. And all of those people, they introduced a different type of crime here, plus all those people incarcerated here have a fan club, and the fan club followed them, and they're not dumb. They got on welfare here. They got the same amount of money here as they got in Los Angeles, and it went further.
Well, here's the problem. Don't blame our sheriff and our RPD and our officers, because they're...
I'm the Board of Supervisors.
People's hands are tied. We have so much legislation in this liberal state. You know, we feel sorry for everybody. We want to take care of everybody. We want to give them all this stuff. You know, our poor officers, we've got, I can't even tell you how many officers, Chief Paletti can, that are hurt.
I'm not blaming our peace officers or our firemen or anybody like that. I'm blaming the people who are in control with making...
decisions.
Making regulations here. Supervisors that we elect.
And we voted for them. Did we not vet them well enough?
And we continue to vote. Okay.
The thing of it is, I think that they didn't really realize. They don't know. They don't have the whole picture.
Then we need to be at those meetings screaming in their face, telling them the picture. I'll be glad to take them down to my place and let them see what I have to deal with.
Hey, Kay, we've got other people on the phone.
I think that would be good, and take them up to Mountain Gate where that fire was, too. Yeah.
Okay, Kay, hey, okay. Thanks a lot for the phone call. We got other people trying to get on. You know, I've got a caller on the line who said that just last night she changed her mind about going to dinner at Lulu's because of the crowd of lowlifes, and that's the term she used, in the parking lot. Said her son in the Bay Area says Redding has a reputation as Stockton as far as being a dangerous place.
That breaks my heart because I've lived here all my life, and this is a beautiful community. We have wonderful people here. We need to stand up and take it back and say enough is enough.
And it's not just the city of Redding. This lady just before us, Kay, said Mountain Gate. We've got it down in Anderson. We've got it in Shingletown. We've got it all over the county. It's not just...
That's correct.
It's not just Redding. We need to take this county back.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Chris, I think you're an awesome person, and maybe there's a way that we can get behind you as citizens, and maybe you could be talking to the Board of Supervisors. You could be talking to the Chamber of Commerce, Rotary, anybody we can. Ed's program with the businessmen who are fighting this issue. But you're right. We travel all over the state. And it breaks my heart. I've been here for almost 40 years, raised all my kids here, to hear people say, oh, you live in Redding. That's the crime capital of the North State.
Yep.
You know, and people here a lot of them just don't realize it because they're off doing something else, not paying attention. But, Chris, I just really commend you for standing up. And have you thought about maybe starting an organization to where we can all get in there, pitch in, get you talking in front of people, and really having the Board of Supervisors do something? And one last quick note, and that is the reason a lot of these people on the Board of Supervisors win is because no one runs against them.
And when we do, Terry, wait, and when we do have a good candidate run against one of them, the citizens in Shasta County are too lazy to pay attention to get out and vote. 18% of the registered voters voted in the 5th District for the last Board of Supervisors election. They don't care. You cannot, until you hit them square in the face, our citizens are part of the problem. They will not get out and vote and find out who these elected people are in this community. They don't even know, and they don't know what they're doing. They just don't care.
Well, and that's the problem. And I'm as guilty of it as anyone. I said, I've lived all these years by the theory of you leave me alone and I'll leave you alone. We have an elected representative that apparently felt the same way until they vandalized and victimized him. And now all of a sudden he's standing up and screaming. And it's why I'm screaming. I've kept quiet. I run a business in this town. I have a family. I have lots of obligations and whatnot. I was happy to keep my mouth shut and just follow along. I'm not going to keep my mouth shut anymore. I am angry. I am livid. I'm out of control. I'm almost so angry. And I want everyone out there to be as angry because we are a force. Chief Paletti told me it's time for the silent majority to stop being silent and step up to the plate. He can't do it by himself. His officers are hurt. They're fighting these people. They have dislocated shoulders and bunged up knees. You know, don't ask these people to do what you wouldn't do. If you want them to protect you, you need to stand behind them. Stop allowing every problem we have to turn into a lawsuit. Stop wasting our money on doing this kind of stuff. Stand up and say, this is my community. It's not going to happen anymore, and I'm not going to allow it to happen. And you bet I'm going to continue to say it, because I am mad as you know what.
You know, one quick thing. We had a debate over at Destiny Fellowship Church on Monday night and had around 250 people. It was a very good debate. And this question came up about the homeless camps. And everybody shouldn't be lumped into homeless. I agree with what Mike Quinn said. But they talked about that. And one of the problems we have is we have people on the city council right now that want a homeless camp, number one. And
yes,
number two,
do.
many of the comments I heard of people walking out. A lot of people came to this event that have never been to a tea party before. A lot of the comments was, and I support the mission, I want to say that right off the get-go, but where the mission location is, the problem with the mission being in the middle of town, and that the mission draws a lot of people, and after 30 days they turn them out, and a lot of them go back to the habits. I think it's like a 10 or 11% rate of people that actually come out of the mission to where they're semi-productive. But what do you think about that?
The mission does a great job. I'm familiar with them. I know those people personally. You know, I've seen what they do and whatnot. The problem is you can't help all these people. I'm an animal advocate. I can't go to Haven Humane Society because I want to take them all home and save them.
Sure.
I can't save them all. Sure. You can only save, you know, a small little segment of them. Most of these people don't want help. They have chosen this lifestyle. They do drugs. They're out of control, and they want to be out of control. Yes, support the mission and One Safe Place for the good work they do, but we can't help them all. They don't want help.
We've got to take a break, Terry, and we've got other people on the line, too.
Thanks, Terry,
for calling in, though.
Sure.
You know, Terry's a person that cares about this, cares about the North State, and cares about what's happening around here just as all of us do, but it's time. And when we get back, we've got another person, we've got people on the line, but also we want to talk about, this isn't done in a vacuum. Chris had the city council and the chief down there 2 weeks before the fire started. And to talk to them. Is this correct? Around
yeah.
that. Okay.
And Chris
all right.
will talk about that when we come back.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens, and this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Bark and Wine.
Don't forget Brew.
Yes, Brew also. Hoping you will join us Saturday, October 4th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for the 7th Annual Haven Humane Wine and Beer Tasting with Sit-Down Dinner, Live and Silent Auction, and Basket Drawings.
This event is our premier fundraising event to help the animal population of our area. For tickets and more information, call Haven Humane Society or go on havenhumane.net.
You did that very well.
Well, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Yeah.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
National news with a local view, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. September the 10th, it's 73 degrees out there. Going to go up to about 98 today. It's going to be a great evening tonight.
And 102 today.
Oh, I'm sorry, 102 today, and it's going to be like 100 tomorrow. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, family operated, senior and veterans discounts there. Give them a call, 365-3793.
You know, I have a comment. You'd be nowhere without a woman to keep you straight.
No, that's true. No,
Trish, I just want you people out there to know that.
Okay. Trish Clark is joining me today.
And no, you didn't miss a day. It's not Thursday.
As is Chris Schwaga, who's been, I haven't said her name enough, but she's been our guest today. And we're talking about what's happening around here. We've talked about it at an esoteric level. We've talked about it very coldly. We're talking to politicians. Oh, this is what we're going to do. We've talked to the sheriff. We've talked to the police chief. Yes, these are things that we have to do. Yes, there's problems. But we've never really had we've had business owners on. But this is a person that lives out in not downtown. It's not a downtown business, but the impact that this transient population is having in these illegal camps has had on her and on all of us. And I tell you what, the phones have just not stopped ringing. So let's go to Charles. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. First question I'd like to ask is, I'm terrible with names this morning. But,
Chris.
What?
Chris is our guest.
Yeah, Chris. Has she taken any video footage of the camps and the associated filth to post any of it on someplace like YouTube to, you know, show in graphic detail this is what we're confronted with, and, you know, have it in the form of something, an online video that could be shared over and over and over again?
I have a library of the garbage camps and the cut fences and the damage that they've done. I sent a long, detailed email to Chief Paletti 10 days before the fire happened at my property, and I CC'd all of our city council people. Two city council members got back to me, Gary Cadd and Patrick Jones got back to me. I heard from nothing from the other three. So, quite frankly, I wasn't either. But the point being that, you know, there are people in this community who care. And that brings, your comment brings a point. You know, social media is a phenomenal thing in this day. I have never, ever had Facebook, and I'm not going to. My private life is my private life. If I want you to know about it, I'll be happy to tell you person to person. But you know, people, if there are people walking around your neighborhood and whatnot, take their photograph. If you've been robbed or your car's been vandalized, post it on Facebook. Let the people in your neighborhood know that you've been victimized and they're around there. You know, we can take a lot of control here. We can't ask the chief and the sheriff to do it for us. We have to do it ourselves. We have to take our community back.
You can create a pseudonymous account on
Well, but leaving no more personal information
than just your birthday.
Your idea, though, Charles, is for people to go down there and actually literally take, you know, without risking your life, taking videos of the things they've seen. Maybe go along with the policeman or the police officer who goes down there and cleans this place up, and to take videos and then to post them so people can truly see what we are living with out here, these hundreds of thousands of pounds of garbage. And that is a great idea. Charles, we got to run. We got some other people on the line.
I want to make a comment.
Chief,
when I met with Chief Paletti, I believe he told me that so far this year, his officer has picked up just on public property, I think he told me over 100,000 tons of garbage.
That's a lot of
tons.
Trash.
Tons?
It may have been pounds. I'm
well,
not sure. But the 100,000 stuck in my mind. So, you know, I mean, and that's just on public lands. That's not private lands. That's not in your driveway. That's just what we ask our public officials to deal with.
Here's a statement in here. It says, you know what, why don't we have the county health have a fecal coliform test done on washes and creeks downstream of the camps, just like you had said. You know, as it's going into the Sacramento. I mean, because you're telling me that you have seen, and I've had other people tell me, they just see like a trench that goes that just dumps human waste into the creeks, into the river.
Let me address that. I have been screaming because my property is right along Clear Creek. It's a beautiful little hole that families used to go swim in. I used to take my dogs down there. I wouldn't let my dogs get in that water for anything in the world. I have been screaming about why the health department and the water quality control people aren't up in arms about this. The day after the fire, I drove down because City of Reading people were working on my property, and I made a comment, and this young man said, well, I'm sorry, I'm not with the city, I'm with BLM. I've been looking for him. So I grabbed him by the earlobe and put my tennis shoes on, and he and I went for quite an interesting walk, all back in through there, back through.
That's BLM land, too.
Yes, yeah. Because there's a strip of BLM land from the creek over to the private property owner next to me. And his comment, we ran into some firefighters down there. And while we were talking to the firefighters, this is the day after the fire, by the way, I looked 10 feet to my left, and there's a campfire from one of the homeless people. I just looked at the fireman and went, you're kidding me, right? But the BLM guy said to me, well, you know, we have a problem here because it's a riparian buffer. Now, a riparian buffer is a natural segment against a waterway that keeps the waterway healthy and whatnot, because the fire people and I were talking about, let's get in here and eradicate the, well, it's a riparian buffer, and you know, there's a process we have to go through and whatnot. And I said, wait a minute, let me get this straight. You have a riparian buffer that you're protecting and whatnot. We have 15 homeless camps down here with drugs and feces and garbage. That's okay, but we can't get in and clean it up so that we can again turn it into a clean, natural riparian buffer. We are really screwed up in our thinking.
Let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Morning. How's everybody doing?
We're fine.
I just have a quick comment what Trish said about people not caring. A lot of people care. I care. I vote every year in the elections. Well, not every year, but, you know, all the time the elections come up. My people are getting fed up is what it is. Why go to the booth when nothing's getting done? The same politicians every year or every time the election comes around promise you all these things. And still, as soon as they get in the office, nothing gets done. The problem is, everybody knows millions of people are down south. There's little representation for us up here. We can continue to vote for everything that we want up here, and nothing gets done.
We can. We have.
You make a point, Ron.
But also,
I was thinking more of the local. I was thinking more of the local people. The people who hold all of our offices here, clerk of the board, assessor, all of these people that impact our life, our county board of supervisors, our city council, you can't get anybody even interested in running for these seats. And when you do get a good candidate, you can't get the people to get out and change who's already the incumbent.
The other part, too, Ron, is this, is that all of this that we're seeing right now can be handled at the local level, you know, not at the state level. We can handle this at
the
city.
We don't need more laws.
The city and the county, I mean, except a law that says no panhandling in a median or on street corners. And the next thing is that you can't, there's no, you know, public camping that you can then move people out and then enough force to push them out and to keep them moving.
And here's, local ordinances.
And here's the deal. If you elect somebody and they don't do the job, unelect them. Don't vote for them simply because they're in the incumbent. Vet them, find out what their opinions are, and do something about it.
Thanks, Ron, for the phone call. Okay, we've only got a couple of minutes left. Chris.
I'm pooped.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks
well, you know
so
what?
Much.
You're putting a face on what's happening to hundreds and hundreds of people out there that have property that they're not right here in the city limits, and they don't realize just how bad this is. That fire cost hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And
that
put
was just
people's
one of them.
Lives in danger. And our firemen are in danger every time they have to fight one of these fires.
And that's just one of them. And then you count on top of that what's happening to our streets, what's happening to our police force, who are just stretched as thin as a rubber band could be. All the problems that are facing the community. But you put a face on it today, Chris, and we really appreciate that.
You know, it's important that people like Chris, I mean, she has a business here. People know who Chris is. It's important that you out there who have these issues step up and get in the forefront of it,
That's just right.
As Chris is.
Don't be quiet.
Give us a call. Come on the show. We've got plenty of room here for you. Okay, tomorrow we're going to be out the giant flag. It's 9/11. Remembering and commemorating that day that happened. So join us there. I'll be there with Chief Rob Pelletti, and we'll be talking about this today, too. I promise you. Remember, you know, it's the good guys against the bad guys. You know, good guys, it's time to stand up. It's time to get together here. It's time to get your voice to be heard. We'll be back tomorrow morning. But I won't back
down. The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The U.S. will not go it alone when it comes to battling ISIS, Secretary of State Kerry making that clear during a visit to Iraq. Kerry notes President Obama will address the American people tonight, outlining
exactly what the United States is prepared to do together with many other countries in a broad coalition in order to take on this terrorist structure.
Former Vice President Cheney says that while he's hoping for a bold and forceful plan from the president, he has his doubts.
Such a plan would mark an abrupt and dramatic departure from his record thus far.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell describes Mr. Obama as a rather reluctant commander-in-chief, one who needs a plan to defeat the Islamic State terrorists. Rained quite hard in parts of Nevada the other day. One small town picked up more than 2 inches in just 4 hours.